This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump has three North Carolina stops today, including a visit to see storm damage in Asheville. The AP's Julie Walker says both presidential candidates are very busy, with just over 2 weeks to go before Election Day.
Kamala Harris turned 60 on Sunday.
Happy birthday!
Stevie Wonder helping her celebrate at one of the two Georgia churches where the Democratic presidential candidate continues pushing people to use their power at the polls.
That will be about a statement about what kind of country do we want to live in.
Republican Donald Trump, who is 78, spent part of his day working at a Pennsylvania McDonald's, tossing fries, and criticizing his opponent. Harris says she worked at McDonald's during the summer in college.
I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story.
Trump not offering evidence of that. I'm Julie Walker.
A helicopter reportedly crashed yesterday in Houston after hitting a radio tower. Four people on board were killed, including a child. The chopper apparently had just taken off. An investigation's underway. The Israeli military is apologizing for a strike that killed three Lebanese soldiers in Lebanon, saying its troops believed they were targeting a vehicle belonging to Hezbollah. Overnight, Israel hit branches of a Hezbollah-run financial institution in Lebanon. Israel says the military arm of Hezbollah stores money there. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin popped up in Ukraine this morning on an unannounced visit. He says this shows the U.S. and the international community continue to stand by Ukraine as it battles Russia. Ready for the World Series? Denny Capps got the latest.
The Dodgers win the National League pennant and are heading to their 22nd World Series after beating the Mets 10-5 and winning the NLCS 4-2. Los Angeles will face the New York Yankees in the World Series starting on Friday. The two franchises last met in the Fall Classic in 1981.
This is AP News. There's a recall of frozen waffles. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A contamination scare has prompted a recall of frozen waffle packages sold under numerous brand names. Treehouse Foods has announced a voluntary recall after discovering possible Listeria bacteria contamination during routine testing of its waffle products. The waffles are sold at leading retailers with brand names like Kodiak Cakes and Simple Truth, and include Walmart's Great Value brand, Target's Good & Gather, and multiple store names like Food Lion, Kroger, Publix, and others. There are many varieties including in the recall. You can check treehousefoods.com for more information. There are no reports of any illnesses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas is $3.17 a gallon today on average. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.